Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
I'm Neil Drum. One of the roles I have is maintaining the API module, which runs the bulk of api.drupal.org. And in the past, it needed a lot of refactoring over the last few months, so I did that, and hopefully soon, maybe in the end of the week, we're here at DrupalCon, it will be ready for documenting classes and interfaces, which we use a lot more in Drupal 7.
And so what is the challenge in terms of like documenting the classes? I know that the API documentation is sort of in line in the code, but what's the process that you're going through in order to kind of visualize or even display the relationship between all the classes?
So technically, in the past, it was a big sort of bag of regular expressions, which, you know, worked as long as you follow the coding styles, and it broke sometimes just because it's kind of fragile. And what happened was, you know, with the classes, there's a lot more syntax to work around. So it's just the regular expressions wouldn't scale. So there's a real parser now. It's running with the grammar parser module, which is written for coder module as well. So it goes through and tokenizes the code as PHP would see it. So you're kind of guaranteed to get the right set of, you know, functions and classes and methods and everything.
So instead of writing a bunch of regular expressions, which is pretty much garbage to anybody that's like reading it, what's the interface for this grammar parser then?
Grammar parser is very much object-oriented itself. I still haven't fully wrapped my head around it, but you know, it's basically, it gives you sort of a, you know, object-oriented interface to dig through code all the way down to like, you know, each, you know, parenthesis or dollar sign. And yeah, we iterate over that and, you know, look for the big chunks of functions and methods for classes and interfaces. And it also pulls out the associated documentation. So then we have, you know, chunks of code and chunks of text documentation, and then go through the rest of parsing it. So right now, all of that is in the database, ready to go, but we need to work on the actual pages, you know, menu callbacks and template files.
Okay, and what else is new on api.drupal.org? I know that you mentioned that possibly covering all of contributed modules as well.
Yeah, so I also, in the past few months, added real support for projects. So what some of the sort of Drupal contrib API sites, api.lullabot.com, and there's a couple others, do is they dump everything into one directory. And there were some other issues with like function name collisions and such, which make that, you know, it works, but it's not ideal. So now there should be a one-to-one mapping, you know, for project to, you know, project on Drupal.org. I wouldn't recommend using it on a lot of modules right now. We're just going to start out with examples, which Randy Fay sort of pulled together, and there's better example code for Drupal 7 and Devel module. And then sort of scale up from there as we learn, like, you know, what's a good user interface for browsing projects.
And you mentioned yesterday in the Core Developers Summit you were doing some numbers and visualizations and graphs. And is that tied to the API module, or what was that exactly, if you could kind of explain that?
So for API, you know, once this is done, we effectively have a big database of Drupal code with all of contrib. And there's probably some interesting data to get out of that. I haven't looked at, you know, all the possibilities quite yet. Jijun Kim did some of his own graphs and such, and that, you know, will be immediately queryable in the database for API.
In other words, he was talking about sort of the code size and other, you know, quantitative metrics of measuring how large the code size, and, you know, what is that giving you in specifically?
Code size itself is not too interesting. I, you know, relative, like, how much we're growing and, you know, it could be useful. One thing that I think could be really interesting is we have a call graph of all the functions. So we can see, you know, for any given function, what it calls and what's called by it. So I don't have that much of an academic background, but, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, computer science, mathematics sort of ways of measuring code complexity and such. And, you know, maybe we can take some of those and make it sort of usable as a rough way of one metric of how good a module is.
So are some of these tools that you're talking about for the purpose of, you know, analyzing it and seeing if there's any patterns to make it easier, or is it also to be able to display the API documentation in a way that's more visual or not just in the linear text in a way?
So the short answer is I don't really know yet. I've been kind of bogged down with all this rewriting of stuff. I think definitely, you know, the goal of api.drupal.org is kind of make the Drupal more understandable at an API level. So anything that's, you know, shortens, you know, the time you have to spend on API to learn what you are looking for or makes Drupal more obvious is a good thing.
Yeah, in the process of making the, you know, Lullabot training DVDs, we've, you know, often go to the api.drupal.org to show all the different, you know, function calls, and, you know, it seems pretty comprehensive in the way that it's just going to the code and pulling it out and putting in and displaying it. Maybe you could talk a bit about, you know, some of the other features that you have right now.
So right now, API doesn't really cover a lot of the sort of Drupalisms, stuff like, you know, the hook system, theme system, menu callbacks. There's a lot more sort of interlinking that, you know, as Drupal developers, we know about, and, you know, we can tell by, you know, oh, that function is named this. But we should expose more of that in API and sort of show those links, because it isn't obvious up front.
Right. And what are some of the other features and data that's on api.drupal.org when you go to a specific function?
So right now, function pages themselves aren't changing much. We'll have to put in a little bit extra stuff for, like, you know, if it's a method, what class it's in or what interface it's in. And probably need to figure out how to handle inheritance, like the database stuff. The MySQL and Postgres implementations aren't that interesting. They just do the work. But the interface that they both implement is where, you know, it says this is what DB query is and how to use it. So we need to get that sort of stuff right.
Is there any other, like, you know, looking at the classes, and what are good ways of displaying all that information? Because it doesn't seem to be kind of like straight from top to bottom. This is, it's sort of, mm-hmm. you know, very interconnected and nonlinear in a way.
Yeah. We don't have those pages built out quite yet. Jen Hodgen has written out a bunch of specifications in this now currently open issue for, like, you know, this is what should be on these pages. So what I want to do is do a quick pass at it, get stuff good enough, get it up on api.drupal.org, and see how people use it and see what people are asking for, and have shorter release cycles in the future.
And finally, is there anything else that's on the horizon for api.drupal.org?
I think that covers it. Yeah, getting all of these, you know, big refactorings debugged and launched. I wrote some unit tests, unfortunately, after the refactoring, and yeah, just have a better sort of base to build on, and I want to do more interesting user interface stuff now that I think it's a more strong sort of core system.
I'm curious, how did you come about, you know, working on this particular project?
Somewhere around maybe 3 years ago, I kind of the previous maintainer, Jonathan Schaefer, he wrote kind of the first draft of a lot of Drupal stuff, and he went on. I think he's doing a lot of jQuery work now, so. You know, it's something that interests me, and, you know, I particularly want to do interesting UI stuff on the site. But finally, just getting around to finishing up the parser rewrites and stuff. So as I have time, I'll keep doing more interesting stuff, hopefully.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Yep, thanks.